Cancer has overtaken heart disease as the number one killer both in Australia and around the world. A new report by the World Health Organization says just over 8 million people across the world died of cancer in 2012. 40,000 of them were in Australia. Ian Thorpe's manager has confirmed the Olympic swimming star has been admitted to a rehabilitation clinic in Sydney. James Erskine says the former swimmer is being treated for depression. Thorpe was found dazed and disoriented near his parents' home in Sydney yesterday. Police in Victoria are offering a $1 million reward for information about the disappearance of Melbourne schoolgirl Sirikorn Siriboon, also known as Bung. The 13-year-old's family will join police today to announce the reward. The girl went missing while walking to school in June 2011. A 13-year-old boy will face court today after a stabbing at a school on the New South Wales south coast. A 14-year-old boy was stabbed in the chest during a fight with two other students at Shoalhaven High School yesterday. He's in a serious but stable condition in hospital. Prime Minister Tony Abbott has continued his criticism of the ABC. He's told the 7:30 program the national broadcaster should have better corroborated its reports into claims the Navy mistreated asylum seekers. The ABC's managing director Mark Scott has defended the way the public broadcaster has reported those asylum seeker claims.